Well, let's start with the name. It's no longer a mobile strategy. It's a digital services strategy. And this actually shows the broader objectives of the administration. It now includes mobile and the .gov reform effort. Now, when it comes to the .gov reform effort, it's less about reducing those websites. Remember, in June, the administration went out and said, we have too many websites. We need fewer of them. Well, now it's still part of that. But the bigger part is ensuring agency websites are able to provide easy access, easy use of data from anywhere at any time to any device. Lisa Schlosser is the deputy administrator in the Office of eGov and IT at OMB. She's also the de facto deputy CIO. She says the focus needs to be on content and not the device or any single way to deliver that information. Now, Schlosser says the expanded strategy has a lot to do with what OMB learned from the comments and suggestions on the draft mobile strategy concept from industry and government.
Going digital means making sure our data is built right from the beginning, that it's open, that we create content that can be delivered through multi-channels. So that's really what we've learned in this dialogue. And it's not just about having something cool, but, you know, how's this helping our mission? How's it helping us communicate? So that's the other thing we had to think about. It's not about technology. It's about how we deliver a better mission or our mission agenda. The other thing we heard is really help us figure out how we move to a BYOD model. And so that's something that we're definitely pursuing. The other thing that we heard from the more techie crowd, you know, we need to improve our mobile web presence through standardized language. We've got to standardize on how we collect data, how we deliver data, how we build data.
Schlosser spoke yesterday at a mobile conference sponsored by a firm in GuyTech in Washington. Now, she also, when she talks about the mobile strategy, she says, we also heard from industry and academia and agencies that we need to publish the APIs, or application program interfaces, which are software code that makes it easier to write apps for wider use. Now, she says agencies need to do a better job with web analytics as well, understand what people are looking for, because, you know, there's so much data, how to really get to the needle in the haystack, if you will, and let's make it easier for people to find that popular information and use it. And then, of course, everything is around privacy and security. It's a top priority across all these efforts. Now, Rick Holgate is the CIO at the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. He also led the IAC Act Mobility Task Force. Now, he sums it up pretty well here. He says where the government is heading from a mobile perspective.
The need for a common understanding of how we approach these problems. And some of that's technical in the sense of things like security standards for devices. Some of it is cultural in terms of, you know, what's possible from a telework perspective or from policies related to workforce and so forth. But again, it comes down to, you know, how do we act more like a federal government? How do we exert influence across the federal government when there isn't necessarily a clear and obvious top-down authority to make things happen across the federal government? And furthermore, how do we think strategically, in the sense of what do we need to look like as a federal government 2, 5, 10 years from now, but then what do we do about that in the near term, in the next 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, in a very tactical, tangible, and achievable manner.
Now, Jason, is this digital strategy going to be something that's a high-level document, or is it going to provide sort of practical details for people?
I think it's going to do a little bit of both, and for many reasons, it basically has to be. Now, what we heard throughout the conference yesterday was citizens and federal employees need to be able to access data from anywhere, from any place, at any time. Kind of that theme ran through all of the panels yesterday. Now, Schlosser says OMB is trying to be less prescriptive, but include some specific guidance, so it's a balance they're trying to achieve. Now, she did offer a high-level sneak peek at what the strategy will address.
There's security and privacy, obviously an absolute cornerstone of the strategy. The strategy is going to really talk about data. How do we build our data? How do we get our data out there? How do we make it in a way that it can be found, that it can be put into good content that's delivered anywhere, anytime, any place in a secure way? You'll see concepts of strategic sourcing. How do we source better for some of the new technologies that are coming down the pike? And how do we do this as a team, as a collaborative federal CIO community, and not just federal, but also our industry partners? How do we do this together better so we can get this information, get these capabilities out into the hands of our workforce and to the citizen quicker? How do we build open data? How do we capitalize on, you know, these new devices as well? How do we use web services more effectively to get to the data that we need in some of these old legacy systems?
Now, Schlosser says the strategy also will include some acquisition. In fact, she says everyone in her office, you know, everything they do in direct partnership with their cohorts over at the Office of Federal Procurement Policy, because they realize that anytime you go down a path around technology, obviously procurement plays a huge role. And actually, along those lines of acquisition, I talked to Steve Kempf, the commissioner of GSA's Federal Acquisition Service. He spoke later in the event yesterday, and he basically tells me that FAS will make an award under their Strategic Sourcing Initiative next month for wireless services and some devices. It's not necessarily surprising, we know that the RFP has been out, but the fact is the award is close now, and it's going to come right as this mobile strategy comes out as well. So obviously there's several steps that are happening all together. And Schlosser says, of course, OMB will continue to accept that feedback, ideas, suggestions, and even after the strategy comes out.
Now, Jason, at this Affirm event yesterday, besides the OMB types, I'm sure there were people from a whole bunch of different agencies, too. Did they give you any kind of sense of where their struggles are and when where they're having successes in the mobile space?
Absolutely. I think there are a couple trends that really came from the event yesterday. One of the big ones was the bring your own device, the BYOD. You heard Lisa Schlosser mention it. And the idea is let feds use their personal smartphones or tablets for work. Now, Dr. Emma Garrison Alexander is the CIO of the Transportation Security Administration, and she was on a panel and said, I carry three phones, and took them out of her pocket and laid them on the table, and there's three phones, right there in front of you. She says two are for work, one's for personal communications. She says TSA is looking at the BYOD and saying, maybe we could do it even more broadly. Maybe we can make it easier for employees not to have so many different devices, a phone, a laptop, a desktop, and now in some cases a tablet. Maybe they just want one device, or maybe a phone in one device, but not so many different ones. Now, Garrison Alexander also echoed what many said today. Listen, this idea of bring your own device will not be mandatory. It's got to be voluntary because, let's be honest, for security reasons, employees may have to give up some privacy. That's something that the lawyers and the policy types are still trying to figure out. Now, over at ATF, Rick Holgate, he says agencies can't make the same mistakes they made when the PC era came into the government in the 1990s and a little bit before, where everyone first gets desktops, and then managers realize, laptops may be useful. So people got laptops and desktops, and then some moved just to laptops. He said it took a decade to really come to the understanding that people need to be mobile, that there are certain things that certain people need, such as a laptop. There are certain things that people don't need, and they need to kind of get ahead of that curve before it takes decades of millions and millions of dollars of spending. But all this high level thoughts were nice. Actual progress on the ground is limited. And let me give you one example. The U.S. Agency for International Development. Most of their employees are mobile. Sean Carroll is the chief operating officer at USAID. He describes where the agency wants to be and where they actually are.
Our vision for mobility at USAID is that every staff person has all needed information at any time from anywhere. We're a long way from that. We're making some great strides towards it. We're moving to laptops. People are using tablets. We're taking our email to the cloud. So we're making a lot of movement, but a lot of it is fits and starts. Some offices and bureaus and missions are ahead of others, and we really have a concerted effort to try to have enterprise solutions so that we really can get to that vision of information for any staff person, anytime, any place.
Now, there's some other areas where we're making some progress, especially around the most difficult area, security. Again, ATF's Holgate, he describes a recent incident that shows just how advanced his agency has come in a short amount of time.
One of our agents happened to leave his iPad on a plane, and fortunately it had mobile device management software on it. It had a secure container, so there was no enterprise data that was at risk. But through the mobile device management software, we were able to find that device. And so we actually executed a search warrant within 24 hours and got the device back.
So there you go.
So, and we wouldn't have been able to do that with a laptop. There actually are opportunities in the mobile space that we didn't have in the traditional space.
So to bring this back all around the beginning of the conversation, OMB's digital services strategy will help agencies answer a lot of these questions, give them something to think about as they develop and use applications and hardware around mobile, and, as the administration hopes, put them down a path where they can change the way they provide services to citizens, businesses, and agencies. A lot of expectation coming, and April really starts to really give us a focus of where OMB, the administration, wants to take this.